This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. It's called Upper Street Marketing, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UPPR. And with us today is the CEO, president, and director of the company, Mr. Joseph Earl. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Everett. Thank you for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of your company, maybe a little bit of background of yourself, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yes, sir. So I have had about 40 years experience in capital markets. So I'm over 60, as one can tell. And during those 40 years, I have participated in a lot of different technologies. That's sort of my skill set. And those technologies include pharmaceuticals, contraceptives, telecommunications, medical device, hardware, software engineering. And I assimilate technologies quickly. And what Upper Street Marketing has focused on through its wholly owned subsidiary, Growing Springs Holdings Corporation, is the CBD and cannabis marketplace that is reaching hyper growth as we speak.
You know, the farm bill just got passed. I'm pretty sure you're pretty excited about that. That being said, why is industrial hemp a hyper growth product?
So industrial hemp is the primary source for CBDs, which are cannabidiol substances. There's roughly 113 cannabinoids in the hemp plant, and CBDs have proven to be just a dramatic substance in the homeopathic treatment of a variety of human illnesses. I think the first good science started in 1988, so it's not that old regarding the ability to treat just a long list of human illnesses, including AIDS, HIV, Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, nausea. Everyone hears about cancer, systemic lupus, just a long list of illnesses and conditions that have absolutely proven to be treatable by CBDs.
You know, that being said, why is Upper Street Marketing Growing Spring Holdings Corp. Situated to be a disruptor in the CBD process, if you will?
Well, the marketplace for hemp and cannabis has been hamstrung over the last 15, 20 years by the Schedule I narcotic classification by the federal government, and that has created a very fragmented and inefficient marketplace, frankly, that is still very, very behind modern business standards. And the ability to bring what's known as GMP, good manufacturing practices, or CGMP, current good manufacturing practices, has been absent in the past. And those are so FDA sort of certifications that apply to the pharmaceutical industry. And that is our focus at Growing Springs Holdings and UPPR, is we are bringing our science team to the table to be able to produce CBDs of the highest quality with robust and repeatable practices, so that our first kilo of CBD isolate will be identical to our 1 millionth kilo of CBD isolate. And frankly, those standards and practices are missing in the industry. So we have 360 acres of cultivation that we are preparing for 2019. And with that, we plan to produce about 1.8 million pounds of hemp biomass that will be processed into roughly 30 to 35,000 kilos of CBD isolate. So we will be a very large player very quickly and I think that will be disruptive to the industry.
And what state is the 300 acres in?
Colorado.
Did you say Colorado?
That's correct.
And do you guys plan on just selling out the flower, the hemp thing itself, or do you guys plan on cultivating and creating your own products and distributing that out?
Well, so we certainly want to be vertically integrated. We plan to certainly cultivate and then produce CBD isolate. At this stage, our business model calls for the wholesale revenue produced by selling the isolate to others who will then focus on producing the various products that are currently, I think, growing at back to the hyper growth. So that would be various sport drinks, lingual drops, topical creams, cosmetics, inhalers, and a lot of other delivery methods. So we don't plan to do those individual products at this stage. We will let others do that. But to give you an idea, I think the past 12 months, the entire production of CBD isolate in the United States was about 30,000 kilos. We plan to produce 30,000 kilos the next 12 to 18 months. So we plan to be a large player very quickly. But more importantly, the demand sitting right now today is for over 1 million kilos. So the demand greatly exceeds the market supply.
Absolutely. Hey, bring myself and my listeners up to speed. I've heard a lot of different prices, anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 per acre. What's an acre of hemp going for in the open market?
So the normal production of hemp, I think maybe a national average, is roughly 2,500 pounds or 3,000 pounds per acre is a typical concentration. And the prices are all over the place, but let's say it's $85 a pound. So you're right, it's in that $2,500 per acre just for flower.
Right.
But the ability to be vertically integrated is where the real profits lie, which is our focus. And wholesale CBD isolate right now goes for anywhere from 5,000 a kilo to 12,000 a kilo, depending on certainly the quantity, but there's a lot more room to be vertically integrated than just to grow and sell biomass.
My guest today is Joe Earle. He is the CEO and President and Director of Upper Street Marketing, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UPPR. Stock price around 37.5 cents, market cap around 24.2 million. What differentiates Upper Street Marketing from determined competitors? What is your advantage in this market space, you think?
Well, I think that there's a variety of things. Number one, I think our leadership and our team we have just a stellar team, a lot of scientists that are coming to the table. Secondly, we are in Colorado, which has the most favorable law, I think, in the nation regarding the ability to produce hemp, although the Farm Bill may change that in the future. And so to give you an idea, I think there's 226 pages of law in Colorado regarding cannabis, but there's 9 pages regarding hemp. So hemp is poised to be a very, very large crop in Colorado. And to that end, we've tied up a lot of acreage contractually. And so I think determined competitors will not have access to the acreage that we have, as well as the capital that we're currently forming. And so I believe that we will, along with our team, be able to produce very large quantities of high quality CBDs that exceed the marketplace standards.
Joe, I want to thank you for coming on the show. But before I let you go, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, we've certainly in the past had a tailwind. But with the passing of the Farm Bill, I think it's turned into a tornado is a good way of explaining that. And with what we have here, we feel that we are a unique opportunity, as one might say, scintillatingly brilliant is what my old professors used to say, and we're it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days, give us an update right after the first of the year and find out what's going on with Upper Street Marketing. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UPPR. And if you're interested in learning more about their company, go to their website, growingspringholdings.com. I appreciate for your time. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Everett. It's a pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.